I'm Trace Gillis, and this is The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. Legislative Democrats continue to block important fixes to their 2021 law that restricts police pursuits. Senate Republican leader John Braun.
The Democratic majorities, they claim they want to work on this, but their efforts belie that. They have offered study bills in both chambers now that seem to be moving forward. And the challenge with study bills is that basically puts us in the status quo for probably another year and a half before anything significant would be done. That means another year and a half of increased crime that are hurting families and communities around our state.
Senator Braun isn't against studying the issue.
There's nothing wrong with studying this issue. I think that's a valid point. But in the meantime, harm is being done. Let's go back to the reasonable suspicion standard for pursuits, the same standard in place for the 49 other states in our country, the same standard that was in place in our state until 2021. Let's go back to that, put the brakes on this rapid increase in crime, and then fine, let's go study it. But let's not allow this harm to continue day after day, week after week, across our state. Why we study the idea. That's just wrongheaded. I know for certain that if you brought these bills, not the study bills, but the real bills that would fix the issue to a vote in the Senate today, it would pass with a strong bipartisan majority. There's no question about this. Instead, we have a small group in the Democratic majority and leadership in the Democratic majority who are standing in the way of bringing any one of those bills to a vote. That is the problem. Not the votes, not the desire to do things, certainly not the will of the Republican caucus in the Senate. It's a few people who think this is a bad idea for wrongheaded reasons that are standing in the way.
Braun says at the start of the session, it looked like Democrats wanted to work with Republicans on fixing the police pursuit law.
This is the thing that's really frustrating is we looked like we got off to a great start. There were very thoughtful bipartisan bills in both the Senate and the House that actually moved us in the right direction, that rolled back the bad law passed in 2021, went back to reasonable suspicion, and really got after the problem. So it looked like we were on a good track. This is not a super partisan issue. This is folks from all walks of life, certainly law enforcement, certainly prosecutors, but store owners, family members who have been affected, people across the state. And we have bipartisan support for fixing the problem. This is something that people from both sides of the aisle said they're going to come to Olympia and fix this issue. And I believe they meant that, but they're being held hostage by a small group of very left-leaning individuals in the majority caucus.
The Senate Republican leader says Republicans are doing everything they can.
We continue to work on this issue from every possible angle. The study bill that we're so dissatisfied with came up for executive session to be voted out of committee. Our members offered a couple amendments that would support the study but go back to the reasonable suspicion law while the study processes through. Again, let's stop the harmful activity while we study the issue. It was unfortunately defeated by the majority caucus. We offered another amendment that would have modified the study group because as you look at the study group, it's clearly intended to get one outcome, not really look at the issue, but just to get the outcome the majority wants. That was again defeated by the Democrats in the committee. So we're working every angle and we'll continue to do this to keep pressure on this issue until the majority party comes to the table and really shows a true willingness to solve this problem that's hurting so many Washingtonians.
You heard Senator Braun mention an amendment to the study bill that would have made it easier for law enforcement to pursue criminals while the issue is being studied. Senator Keith Wagoner brought that amendment.
I really wanted to give this bill my unqualified support, but since the amendment I brought was ruled out of order, I can't do that. We've been hearing from our communities, from our mayors, from our county commissioners, from our police departments, how important it is for us to fix this. I haven't heard any calls to study it. I've heard many calls to fix it. And it is important that we get the fix right. That's why I support the study and I support the idea of a model policy that protects everyone. But in the meantime, we're not keeping our communities as safe as we could.
Senator Linda Wilson has a real life example of that.
Down in Clark County, there was a pursuit that could have been made and it wasn't allowed because of this law. It was a couple of people that had stolen about 25 guns from a storage unit and ammunition, lots of ammunition, and yet they weren't able to pursue them. And the following day, there was an officer on this case, and one of those people walked up and took one of those stolen guns and shot him and killed him, murdered him.
Senator Braun says if you're frustrated, there is something you can do.
We need to start calling the offices of the folks that are standing in the way. The leadership in the Senate Democratic Caucus, the chair of the Law and Justice Committee, these are folks that are saying, nope, we're not going to solve an issue that's causing so much pain around our state.
The Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Washington State Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.